Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're almost to the weekend. It's Thursday afternoon, December the 4th. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us. And I just want to take a moment to thank all of you yesterday for joining us for our radiothon from Manning Family Children's. We raised a lot of money. Thanks to you, we raised a lot of money. And once again, this year, toward the end of our broadcast, our loyal listener, who only wants to be known as a loyal listener from down the road, showed up with a check. And the check this year was $20,000. And you know, it's really amazing that somebody that makes that kind of contribution doesn't want something in return. And I think that's really the true giver. And that's the true spirit of giving, not wanting anything in return. You know, we all want something in return for giving something, but you know, here's somebody who is just giving. We know who he is. We see him when he shows up, but he doesn't want any publicity for himself or for his company. We'll talk a little bit about that this afternoon. But anyway, thanks to all of you for being with us yesterday and for whatever you donated. I mean, whatever you donated matters. And we talked to children and doctors and talked to so many people and just such great stories. And it's amazing how lively these kids are in just a really difficult situation. Many of them, Manning Family Children's is their home, and yet they find ways to be happy. So it kind of challenges us to really ask ourselves if we have a bad day, what am I really mad about? I mean, what am I upset about? Why am I so upset about this? Because compared to what some of those kids deal with, some of the things that cause us to have a bad day are really nothing. All right, Zion is out again. And this is something I would have wanted to talk about yesterday, but we had the radiothon. Zion is out again. And tell me if I'm missing something. Where is the talk about getting a new coach for the Pelicans? Honestly, maybe I'm missing it. But I'm just not hearing a lot of conversation about this. And I hope that's not an indication that the Pelicans are not sincere about finding a new head coach. As I've said, you know, Miss Gail Benson has the money. She has the money to get the best coach possible for the Pelicans. So where's that conversation? And again, let me know if I'm missing something. But I'm just not hearing a lot of talk about this. Also, ICE is in town. It was originally to be called Swamp Sweep. It has now become Catahoula Crunch. Catahoula Crunch. It's the Catahoula Crunch, which is a roundup of all the Catahoula hounds in Louisiana. So I don't know why people are upset about this. They're just trying to find a bunch of dogs. Just kidding. It's a very serious thing. And we'll talk about this afternoon because we have to. I hope that people don't argue that, and some will, but I hope the big argument is not, well, we should have illegal people in America. No, we shouldn't. Ideally, everybody who comes to this country, like people who go to other countries, are in those countries legally. But that's not the case in America. And a lot of people have gotten into our country. There are a lot of people who have criminal records who are illegal immigrants, and they should be removed. That is the guise under which this very aggressive sweep or the Catahoula Crunch is being executed, under the guise of we're going after the criminals. But it's not just the criminals who are being taken up in this. It's people who don't have a criminal record. Now, if they're still illegal, I understand. They want them out of the country. It's not the goal of getting illegals out of the country that bothers me. It's the way they're doing it. And it is definitely a reflection of the machismo mentality of this administration, from the president himself to people like Pete Hegseth. It seems like there is this macho attitude, this tough guy attitude, like, you know, we're going to show you how to do it. Now, I understand that when you're president, to some degree, you got to be a tough guy. You know, you can't be a wimp like Joe Biden. I would describe Joe Biden as kind of a wimp. So I understand that to some degree, but it often seems to go too far. And I don't know why they have to dress the way they dress to do this stuff, because while there are threats to them, covering your face is not. If you cover your face with cloth, if you've got the hat down and all we can see is your eyes, that cloth is not going to protect you from a bullet. You know, if somebody shoots you in the head, you're going to be dead. So I understand that in some cases it's dangerous for ICE to do their job, and they need to be cautious and they need to be protected. But it's the way that they're going about this. It's this mentality that they have that bothers me. And our governor, Jeff Landry, welcomes it because here's a guy who would do whatever he could to become part of the Trump administration. I mean, he is doing things, in my opinion, it appears that he's doing things to get the attention of the president, hoping one day that, you know, he gets called on, because he's like the kid in the class toward the back going, hey, look at me. I got my hand raised. I want to be part of the administration. I think that's Jeff Landry in a nutshell. So anyway, we'll get into that this afternoon. And let's see what else. There is a psychotherapist who was on Fox News, so he was selected by Fox News to be on there. But he says that Trump derangement syndrome, TDS, is a mental health epidemic. Now, there's no medical proof of this. There have not been studies into this. This is just this one psychotherapist, Jonathan Alpert's opinion. And he told Peter Ducey on the Sunday briefing that TDS is not recognized by the American Psychiatric Association, but he says that he is deeply, deeply concerned about what he's been seeing over the last 10 years. And, I really don't think that if anybody suffers from, you know, TDS, if that's any different from the right-wingers who suffer from the same kind of mental disorder when it comes to Democrats, especially radical left Democrats. I think there is this obsession with Democrats and radical left Democrats as if they're, you know, everything that they do is anti-American and that they're going to take everything away from you. I don't believe that. So anyway, we'll touch on this afternoon because it's kind of funny. Hey, I don't know whether you heard this or not, but the Audubon Zoo had I think about doubled their annual fee. In other words, if you buy a pass for a year, they doubled it. And there was so much backlash against the Audubon Institute that now they're stopping that, and they're going to try to kind of refigure things out. And they should have an answer by mid-December. But currently, an individual membership starts at $125. The deluxe family package for the Audubon Crew membership starts at $625. Now, the zoo's kind of expensive, but, you know, making the zoo a lot more expensive, again, so much backlash that the Audubon Institute is going to try to figure something out to where it's not as bad as it was apparently going to be. I don't know how often you go to the zoo, but if you do go to the zoo on a regular basis, it would be worth it to buy the pass. But I don't know if the pass needs to double in price. And the excuses are about the increase in cost of taking care of the animals and feeding the animals and all of that. And I'm sure that is tremendously expensive. But I never thought that the Ottoman Institute was like hurting for money to the point where they had to like double the price. So anyway, we can get into that. Hey, if you haven't heard, former Saints place kicker Blake Groupe, he has signed with the Indianapolis Colts. He is on the practice squad. Now, here's a question that I have. You know, you've got a practice squad. Why would you have to have a practice kicker? I mean, it's almost like, you've got a kicker if you need a kicker because he's on the practice squad. But I thought like the practice squad was there to work against, to imitate the team that you're playing that week. The practice squad was going to imitate the team that you're playing, offense and defense. And so the first teams and other players can work against the practice squad, which was imitating the team that you're going to play. Why would you need a practice kicker on the practice squad? I mean, Charlie Smith, the guy that we have, the guy from Ireland, who now we have as our place kicker, he was on the practice squad. But I couldn't really figure out exactly why there's a place kicker on the practice squad. If you want to clear that up for me, feel free to do that. So we've got a lot to get to. There are plans for Canal Street to make it even better, and that's awesome. But right now, Canal Street looks great. And I know many of you don't ever want to go downtown, but if you come to downtown New Orleans, just take a moment to take a look at how good downtown New Orleans looks. It is decorated. It is lit up at night. It looks awesome. Very, very pretty. You know, this city doesn't do everything right, but they do Christmas right, because the French Quarter and in particular Canal Street just looks spectacular. And there is a plan to try to do more to make Canal Street even better. Because I remember, and many of you remember, a time when Canal Street was a destination. And there have been T-shirt shops, and there have been people posting up, just hanging around, that have caused the image of Canal Street to deteriorate. And I remember years ago, the Maison Blanche building, I think it was, there was a man in the elevator who sat there on a stool. He was in the elevator. He pushed the buttons for you. You know, years ago, I know for millennials and Zoomers and even Xers, this is hard to believe, but there were people in the elevator operating the elevator for you. I mean, it wasn't like self-service. They would push the button for you. And, you know, there's kind of that joke about, you know, seventh floor, panties, bras, and underwear. You know, they would announce what the items were on that particular floor. But I have a distinct memory of that guy sitting there on this little stool right there. And the stool was kind of built into the elevator. So it like kind of came out. It wasn't like a freestanding stool. It was a stool that was built into the elevator. And I remember that as a kid going down to Canal Street. Now, when my parents were young, men dressed up, women dressed up to go to Canal Street. I know that's shocking, but men wore hats. And if you take a look at old vintage pictures of Canal Street, you just see how grand Canal Street used to be. So if there's a plan to make Canal Street better, man, go for it. So also, I remind you that the lobby of the Roosevelt Hotel is lit up. And if you haven't seen that, take time to go see that. If you have seen it, you know what a great spot that is. And it's there's no way to take a bad picture in the hotel lobby of the Roosevelt. It's that beautiful. You just can't take a bad picture. And you know, if you take these pictures, you put it on your Aura frame, your digital frame, or if you have sent a digital frame to somebody, you can send them the picture and download it on there so they can see you there. So we'll talk about that during the commercial. All right, if you have a comment you want to join us this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And if any of you witness an ICE raid while we are on the air, I would love for you to call us and be our reporter on the scene. Because these ICE raids could be happening. The Catahoula Crunch could be happening while we're on the air. It can happen anytime. So if you see anything happening, I would love for you to call us at 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well. When I first heard it, I thought Catahoula Crunch was maybe a breakfast cereal, but it is something else entirely.
It does indeed sound like a breakfast cereal.
When I
first heard it, I thought they were rounding up the Catahoula
Round
hounds.
Up the dogs. Go get those Catahoulas.
So, no, I think Swamp Sweeps sounds cooler than Catahoula Crunch.
Yeah. You know, I'm totally on board with what you said about how, you know, if they're criminals, get them out of here. Drug dealers, violent, you know, get them out of here. Get them the hell out of here. But it is also true, this is only nominally a law enforcement operation, in my view. It is primarily an episode of reality television. And we've said this about this administration many times. And if you disagree with that, look at the way they promote this work on social media. Look at the video clips and the memes that, you know, the White House and these official government agencies, the Department of Homeland Security, the way that they promote these actions on social media is indistinguishable from the way that Survivor and The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives and Big Brother and all these reality TV shows, it's being marketed to us in the exact same way. So maybe you disagree with my theorem, but I have receipts, and I challenge you to look at those and think, man, Ian's really onto something.
I think you're absolutely right. I think this is a reality TV show, and the president is the star of that show, and he does things for the sole purpose of getting attention. I mean, he loves to rally his crowd, even though his crowd is not nearly as big as he thinks it is, and it's loud and noisy, but you know, without getting deeply into politics here, he did not even win by a majority of the vote. And so that group that voted for him, I believe, is shrinking because it's no longer him against Kamala Harris, who was a very weak candidate in a lot of ways. It's him now against, well, who could be president? Mm-hmm. Who could be the other person? And a lot of people are bailing, and a lot of Republicans are no longer finding it necessary to agree with every single thing that he says. So we'll see how this plays out with the midterm elections coming up next year and then with the presidential election in 2028. But I agree with you. This is indeed a reality show. And you know, here's a question. And I find it really interesting. Now, you have to listen to what he said. But Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said, I did not see the survivors.
Sure,
that doesn't mean that he didn't know they were there.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that he wasn't told that there were survivors and then said, you know, get them. The fact that he says, I didn't see them, means that maybe he didn't actually see them, which might be true, but he knew they were there.
I mean, how many times does this guy have to lie directly to our faces for us to keep falling for that? Like, I'm not even giving him that much leash. I think he's lying. You know, he lied about Signalgate, the Inspector General's report.
Yeah, and there's more coming out about that.
He's been lying about that since day one. The double tap, first thing he said, oh, that's fake news. That's biased reporting. That's the mainstream media for you. And then it turns out it wasn't fake news at all, and he had to change his story, and he had to change it a couple times, and now here we are, you know, kind of reading between the lines and trying to get to the real
well,
meat of it.
The point is that we knew there were survivors. We knew there was a double strike. I mean, you know, I don't have information on the inside. I didn't go find that video myself, but you know, the video is available and it's out there. So, you know, I know the U.S. has committed war crimes. I don't have facts in front of me, but I do believe that if you really look back on our history, we have committed things that might be classified as war crimes. But a sitting president cannot have a defense secretary who so blatantly commits a war crime in front of everybody. And that's essentially what happened. And I think it's because Pete Hegseth is not that smart. And he certainly doesn't seem like a person who should be in the position that he's in. All right, we'll talk a little bit about this. But as you know, I'm not getting into any deep arguments concerning politics. I've got an opinion. I express my opinion. You might have a chance to express your opinion. But, you know, we're going to keep it to what we know and not misinformation and not, well, what about this or what about that? We do not deal in whataboutism on this show. So again, I'm not going to get into any heated debates on this, but we'll be back with more. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is just a wet, chilly, damp Thursday afternoon. If you ever wondered what it is like to live in Portland or Seattle, this is weather you can have for, you know, a week or two at a time. I mean, I don't mind it, but it's something that a lot of people don't like. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. It was to be called Swamp Sweep. It has been renamed Catahoula Crunch. ICE is in town, and they're looking for illegal immigrants. It has caused actually some businesses to close down. All right, let's get to a couple of calls. Let's go to Thibodeau, Hollywood. You're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Wet.
Yeah, it's a little damp.
Yeah, it rained 2.5 inches so far, Scoop.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
But we need that rain, though. It's been dry.
Yeah, we do. I would think that this is going to help the crawfish. I don't know for sure if anybody said anything about that, but I don't think a drought is good for crawfish, so this may help the crawfish. And I know there's already a conversation about crawfish for Christmas, which is kind of cool.
That rain might help a lot of things out that we just don't know about.
Well, that's true.
How you been?
Well, I've been good. How about you?
Pretty good. I hear you had a little ticket the other day. Huh?
I'm sorry, what?
I heard you had a little ticket going the wrong way down the street, huh?
Well, yeah, and I don't think it was a little ticket, but apparently I was going down a one-way street, and I don't think the mistake was my fault, but I'm looking into it. You know, I mean, if it's my fault, I'm going to pay it, but there seems to be an area where a lot of motorists on the North Shore approach to the causeway get trapped because there's a no left turn sign that doesn't seem to apply to the intersection that it's supposed to apply to. So that's what I'm kind of looking into.
When you get there, you got to screen that out and take that sign out.
Well, you know, yeah, that's something that might need to be changed. So we're looking into it. Is everything okay at home, Hollywood?
Yeah, everything's fine. Okay. We got basketball starting up. We just finished with football. E.D. White lost last week.
I appreciate you calling in to check on me. And, you know, you're one of our regular listeners, and I appreciate you calling in. I'm glad you're doing okay.
I'm trying to keep y'all afloat there, Scoot.
Yeah, well, hang in there because there's more rain coming coming tomorrow. All right, Hollywood, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Patrick in New Orleans. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Scoot. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, man, I think a lot of people are missing the fact that it's Christmas time.
Yeah.
And a lot of these immigrants are here busting their butts to support their families. So good, good men and good women. And, you know, they're trying to earn enough money to give something to their kids.
Yeah.
And these kids are going to wake up and their daddy's not going to be there. And
It's true.
I'm a Christian, and when I think of that, it breaks my heart. And it's sad. The majority of these people are hardworking and they're good people. Yeah. They didn't come here legally, but these kids on Christmas Day aren't going to have a dad, aren't going to have a mom.
Well, that's
I mean, before they comment,
Patrick, it's something that I think about too. And when I go to church, I hear a lot of things in church that are said, things that are read from the gospel, things that are said by a priest. And I can't help but think that a lot of people leave all of those things in the church. They don't take those concepts with them outside of the church. And there are a lot of people who think they're really good Christians, but they don't really act as good Christians.
A good Christian walks the path every day.
Yeah.
Not just on Sunday.
No, that's right, and I don't think there are not that many of them. Patrick, thank you for being one of them. All right, if you have sent us a text, we'll get to some of your text coming up. And if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. And if you're just tuning in, if you happen to see today or tomorrow or any time, if you see an ICE operation that is happening at the moment and we're on the air, I would love for you to call our show. 504-260-1870. Now, there apparently is no 25-foot buffer zone. We talked about this on the show when that was a proposal to create a 25-foot buffer zone around law enforcement doing its job. That did not pass. So while there is no 25-foot buffer zone, do not in any way get in the way of ICE or any law enforcement doing its job. If you want to do live video, if you want to take a video with your phone, you can do that, but just pretend there's a 25-foot buffer zone. I mean, don't get that close. It's not necessary, and you could get in trouble for trying to impede the job that they're trying to do. So this goes not only for ICE, but for law enforcement in general. You know, there's no buffer zone there, but do not do anything that would prevent them from doing their job, or you're going to be in trouble. But if you can safely call us and describe to us what's going on, I would love to hear your accounts of it. You have a chance to be a reporter on our show. That's if you see any ICE operations, any of the Catahoula Crunch operations going on, just to call into the show. All right, you got a comment. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And, a lot of people are scared right now because ICE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is in town. Yeah, good luck with that Christmas wish. All right, so here's the information from Louisiana Agriculture Commissioner Mike Strain. We have the article on our website, WWL.com. Because of the long drought, and then with the recent rains, it looks like it's going to be a great crawfish season, and there may be a lot of crawfish available for Christmas. You might not have to wait until the spring. Also, the vice president and the second lady are hosting a Hanukkah reception at the vice president's residence. The invitation at the very top says, "The Golden Noel, celebrating 50 years of Christmas at the vice president's residence." It is a Hanukkah reception. Oh, my God. I mean, this is just, it's either premeditated arrogance or it's total stupidity. I don't know which. But to talk about Christmas for a Hanukkah reception is laughable. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
The G-Man is listening today, and G-Man says of these immigrants, cry me a river. They didn't sneak in to buy Christmas gifts. By the way, ICE is going mostly after criminals. And they should be scared. They entered illegally. Name another country that allows people to walk in and get freebies with their people's tax dollars.
Well, I don't know. I don't compare us to other countries. I mean, there are a lot of things that are different about America. These other countries were not founded on the principles that America was founded upon. Yet, I agree with you, and we've talked about this often, get the illegal criminals out of here. I feel badly for the people who, they're illegal, but they don't have criminal intent. And I'll tell you what. You know, the reason they're going to places like Lowe's and the Home Depot, they've got workers there. They're looking for work. I don't see any Americans there. Americans need workers. And individual Americans go to those places and look for day laborers. I don't see any Americans hanging out in those parking lots looking for work. These are people who are needed to do jobs that Americans are not doing. You can say they're going to do it for less, whatever. I just, you know, you can't tell me that there aren't Americans who really need money, because I know there are. But there is a need for illegal immigrants, a need for immigrants in this country. And it's unfortunate that some of them are illegal and they shouldn't be here. I get that. So my problem is mainly the tactics of ICE when it comes to things like the Catahoula Crunch.
I mean, to G-Man's point about they're mostly going after criminals. If that is true, if we grant them that, they are doing a really, really bad job of it.
Yeah, they are.
Their own internal data, their own numbers show that nearly 3 out of 4 of the people that they arrest have no criminal conviction. Nearly half of the people they are arresting have no pending criminal charges at all. Only 8% had a violent or a property conviction. 5% had a violent criminal conviction. They're doing an objectively bad job of going only after the criminals. An overwhelming majority of the people that are getting arrested, you know, picked up in a van, held, you know, in a cell somewhere, are not. They have no criminal record at all.
They're not. They're not going after illegal immigrants that have criminal records. They're going after illegal immigrants. They're telling you they're going after the criminals, but they're going after anybody they can grab. This is the Stephen Miller Show. This is half
exactly.
of president. This is half of the president's brain, Stephen Miller, and this is the Stephen Miller Show, and he is about as evil a person as you can imagine when it comes to understanding other people. And I'll tell you, he's a terrible physical specimen and mental specimen of Caucasians. He is a very horrible example of the white man. And yet he thinks he's better than everybody else. Take a look at the guy. I mean, I know we shouldn't be judging people on their appearance, although people judge me on mine. But the guy's a terrible specimen in every way. And yet he thinks he's better than everybody else. And so it's a problem.
And I'll leave you with this one. Scoot, in the past, you have given the definition of words. Can you give us the definition of illegal and also the definition of illegal alien? Thanks.
Well, illegal is something that is not legal. I mean, what else can I say? It's against the law. An illegal alien or immigrant or whatever is somebody who is in this country illegally. Now, there are exceptions, in my opinion. This is my opinion. The people who were brought here as young children, they followed their parents here. They're here illegally. Technically, they are illegal, and they need to work on becoming citizens. But while they're technically illegal, they did not make the decision to come here. They did not commit an illegal act. When you're 3 years old, 4 years old, you're not capable of making the decision on your own to come to America and to get here. So they did not actually make that decision. So for me, that's an exception. And I agree. I keep talking about this. If you're in this country illegally, you know, you could be in trouble. So find a way to change that and be here legally. Also, if you are illegal and you have a criminal record, you should be out of here yesterday. That's not the problem. The problem to me is the attitude that ICE seems to have for doing this. It's a special way of handling a situation. And I understand these people are illegal and they're here illegally, but they don't seem to have to do what they're doing the way they're doing it to get these people out of this country. So that's my main problem. If you're here illegally, you got to find a way to be here legally. End of conversation. Hey, it's going to be a rainy day. This is Frank Zappa. He died on this day in 1993 at the age of 52. This is the only Frank Zappa song I know. He died of prostate cancer at the age of 52 in Los Angeles on this day in 1993. And the only song that I know from him is Don't Eat the Yellow Snow. Frank Zappa is seen as some kind of rock guru, and I never understood it. When I was younger and doing music radio, and even today doing talk radio, I don't get the influence of Frank Zappa. Some of you might appreciate that, but I don't get it. I don't see it. I never really had any real respect for him. Maybe he did stuff behind the scenes that was absolutely brilliant and added to the genre of rock, but I don't know anything about it. Anyway, this is the day he passed away in 1993. I'm Scoot. Much more still to come on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.